We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack. It's now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And sure, the regular season's fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion. And DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. Plus, don't forget about hockey's playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering great odds and promotions all week long to help make you make it rain. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook. Going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim, he's Andy, and that's Bob. And guys, we are still talking about the news in quarter number one. We took up the whole segment talking about Kevin Warren's letter. We didn't even get to James Franklin's press conference. And, Bob, I know you were on the call, and it was a real interesting press conference. It really showed the difference,
right,
in contrast to the presidents and Kevin Warren. James Franklin was totally in control there and certainly got his message out, didn't he?
You know, he's in his seventh year, Jimmy, and, you know, each year I think he's gotten better at communicating his message. He was good in his first year in 2014. His ability to have a detailed plan, have a plan for everything, to be organized, you know. I would even say, you know, he waited 8 days basically to kind of have his news conference. And yes, he wanted to get home. He drove home to Florida. He didn't drive home. He drove to Florida to be with his family, who he had isolated from. He was in state college. He wanted to see them. But I think he also smartly took his time, got his thoughts, together, was very measured in what he had to say. He kind of took emotion out of it. I'm sure he was unhappy at the beginning, a smart decision. And he, like you said, Jimmy, he clearly communicated his frustration, how this decision came about. You know, he was quick to say it wasn't the decision, it was the process that really frustrated him. And then he went into detail about why it was so frustrating. You know, the presidents and Kevin Warren and the ADs, they're not the ones that have to deal with the recruits. They're not the ones that have to deal with the players. They're not really the ones that have to deal with the players' parents. They really hung the coaches and the assistant coaches out to dry with the way that they laid out their plan, the way that they kind of sprung it on everyone 6 days after coming out with a new schedule. Kevin Warren tried to explain it away in his letter, but I thought his sentiment rang very hollow. I think if you read Kevin Warren's letter and you listened to James Franklin's news conference, you would think that James Franklin was the Big Ten commissioner, and you would think that Kevin Warren might have been the college football coach. James has a much better idea of what it takes to communicate, what it takes to organize, and I just thought that he hit all the right notes. It was sincere, it was honest, and I was really happy with the way that he kind of presented it.
I think you make a great point. And just to support the point, while James's press conference was going on, I was having a little text conversation with someone who's a Big Ten writer who said the exact same thing. This is the guy who sounds like the commissioner, and he should probably have that job. Andy, there was a point in the conversation, and Bob touched on it a little bit, about James Franklin talked about facing the players, facing the parents, and he felt so bad because as the leader of that group, it's up to him to have the answers, and he didn't have the answers. And my take on that was he really wasn't talking about himself so much. He was talking about some other leaders who didn't have the answers. What do you think?
So I just want to back up Bob real quick on one point was if Kevin Warren was interested in honing his leadership abilities, he should spend 60 minutes watching James Franklin's press conference and call that session 101, right? James clearly let you know through this press conference and to me that A, he is in charge, obviously. But B, you also got another layer of him, like an onion. You have to peel James off by the layers. Yes, he's in control. Yes, he's in charge. Yes, he's the leader. But sort of James, the person at the beginning when he read his statement and talked about, you know, having to face the players and stuff, he was almost sort of, you know, you could hear that he was a little, he struggled with that. Because as the leader, you want to be able to stand up there. And if you have to deliver, a news like that, that is just a big old, you know what burger that everybody has to take a bite out of. It's just the way it is. If you're going to do that, then you want to know that the tough questions are going to come from the feats and the seats. Those who are looking up at you, and you want to be able to at least provide them a modicum of an answer. And I think the fact that James couldn't provide hardly any answers, let alone be able to begin to answer the tough questions. He couldn't even provide answers to some of the easy ones. I think that is what really kind of resonated with me, that he was frustrated that he could not provide the answers. And that, you know, what the peel back layer I'm talking about was sort of when he takes a kid into his program, you got another sort of insight into how James feels about them as a person-to-person relationship, that it was that difficult for him to stand up there as the leader and not be able to answer that. That affected him personally, and that is just part of who James is. And I kind of knew it. You kind of knew it from years of watching him, but I think you got a little bit more insight. And my overall thing, as a competitor, and we know he's competitive, right, Bob? We know James is very competitive. I also found it interesting that he hit on the fact that when he looked at this team and got a look at it on the field before they got shut down, he was like, man, we got something cooking here. We got a lot of what you're looking for. And I think that competitive person in him, because he knows it's not going to look that way going forward, probably kind of was that bothered him as well.
I'm sure that it did, Andy. And what I find interesting, too, is, and Bob, I'll go back to you on this. You made reference to all of a sudden now in mid-August, they're going to put together a committee to put together a plan. And I suspect if James Franklin's on that committee, he's going to walk into the room with a binder, or he's going to, you know, if it's a Zoom call, there'll be a PDF file in everybody's email box with a plan. And just to not to make it so totally Penn State centric, if you listen to Jim Harbaugh talking about what they're doing at Michigan, if you listen to Ryan Day and what they're doing at Ohio State, Scott Frost at Nebraska, it sounds like what that committee's ready to do, many of the coaches have already done it, Bob.
Yeah, and I would also say I think James Franklin would be a great candidate for the return to competition task force. I would also want Jeff Brohm of Purdue on that task force because he's already put James Franklin's binder together. I would imagine that James probably agrees with a lot of the things that Jeff Brohm laid out and his proposal to expedite things and maybe look at the winter of 2021 possibly as a starting point for the return to football. But yeah, I just want to add, I know, it's a challenge for the football. It was going to be a challenge for the football teams once the rest of the student body came back on campus, if they were going to try and play in the fall everywhere, because, they had been working out relatively. It had just been them and the coaching staff, and it was going to be a challenge. But I think that if some of these Big Ten coaches with their structure, I think if anyone could have done it, it was going to be some of those programs. And I would just reference, you know, yesterday's release by Penn State that it was another span of zero positive tests for Penn State's football team and their coaching staff. I think there were a couple pending tests, but the last two test results had revealed zero positive tests. I know it would have been more challenging if the student, the rest of the student body had gotten to campus, but I just feel like, you know, in the Big Ten, there are some real leaders as head coaches. They have visions, they have plans, and I think they can sell because they're great recruiters. I think they can sell those plans on the players. It would have been difficult, but I do think, you know, at Penn State and at some other schools, they would have worked very, very hard to keep these kids as healthy as possible. I don't think that was lip service.
And Andy, it seems like that's what you need is the coaches to be the ones to put the plan out.
Well, didn't the Big Ten sort of hand this to the universities back in the beginning, right? Like, okay, you guys need to each come up with your own thoughts and plans, and you're going to be executing it. And that's what Sandy Barber was under the impression that we were sort of told to figure this out on our own without much guidance from above. You know what I mean? Like, we each come up with our own plan based on where our state's at and all that kind of stuff. And they were sort of left to, you know, do it on their own. That's why I think, you know, they were left to do it on their own for months, right? Like May, June, July, like figure out how to make this work and fit at each of their own institutions. And then in the end, how that they were left to do that, and not that they assumed complete control, but none of that mattered, right? It didn't seem like any of the hard work that they had done for months and months mattered. They didn't let it play out. And I'd like to say one thing. This might end up being the right decision. We don't know, right? But even if it is ends up being the right decision or it ends up being the wrong decision, it doesn't matter because the process to reach the decision on so many levels was so flawed and poorly executed that right or wrong, in the final decision, it's not a win either way. It's a lose-lose proposition because they were so bad at it, and I still think this is the right decision.
When you look at how they handled the decision, it's textbook on how not to do it. And again, all of us are fans. We're biased. We want football. But if they would have presented it properly, they at least would have had a chance. All right. Andy has reminded me the winner of our Ask Ross segment was Kurt from Orfield. So I did get that in. All right. That's it for our show. Thank you for joining us on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.